The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Turn in your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. This is the Apostle Paul writing, and this whole section of Scripture, he's basically writing 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and beginning at verse 16. He's essentially writing in these few chapters that surround this, both before our text this morning and after. And what he's doing is doing what he seldom ever did, and that was establishing the fact that he had earned his apostleship. Very seldom did Paul talk about the difficulties of his life, but for you and I who live in the real world, it's good for us to see that a seasoned man of God like Paul also lived in the real world. And he had challenges and he had difficulties. And so in verse 16, it's around all of that that he's saying. He says, Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I want to focus today on the term new. We're being renewed day by day. My question to us this morning is, are you being renewed in your inward man day by day? The prophetic voice, one of the prophetic voices this morning talked about a double-mindedness. A double-mindedness comes between two distinct people. Your outward man and your inward man. We talked about oppression this morning. What is it that holds us back? It is the reality of the oppression that is on the outward man that works to withhold and keep the inward man from being all that he has called us to be. That's what holds us back. The reality is that we find out that life is not that easy, and the reason that life is not that easy is that it is designed to kill you. Well, that was good news. But the outward man is perishing. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how young you are. It does not matter. We need to know that the outward man is perishing. And that life works to make that a reality. In another place, just a few verses from here, Paul says, we have this treasure, but we have it. Doggone it. We have in an earthen vessel, so that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of man. Ben and Joanna, I hear the Lord saying to you, don't think it's strange, the fiery trial that tries you, as though some strange thing is happening to you, for you have set your face like flint to go somewhere. You are going against the current. You are going against the current of materialism. You are going against the current of even church life in the sense of walking away from awesome relationships here to go and follow the word of the Lord to the two of you. And I want to encourage you in that. And I just stand against, I even declare that it is like a roaring lion roaring over the two of you this morning to confront the liar and the voices that would call into question, even your own voices. God is in this and he is leading you. And I want to encourage the two of you in it. Run with it. Run with it. Run with it. But don't be surprised at the opposition that comes, because you are going against the current. You are going in the direction the Lord has marked out for you. For those of you who don't know, Ben and Joanna have made a decision to go to schooling at Bethel Church in Redding, California. because the Lord told them to. And it's not an easy decision. And I want to encourage you as the family of God to get behind them. I want to encourage you a week from today, next Sunday night, the 21st. Everyone say the 21st. They are having a worship event here. It's a fundraiser. It's a time of worship. It's a time for them to share your heart. I want to challenge you as the family of God to get behind these kids. You want to bless the next generation? Get behind them. It's not easy what they've set out to do, but I know God is calling them into it. And they haven't done without seeking wisdom and counsel. They got input from leaders. Anyway, just want to encourage you. But see, the battle to do that, and for you and I, it is the same thing. The battle to step out is the battle between that which is the outward man and that which is the inward man. Many times the inward man is not free to move in God like he should because of the outward man. In fact, this morning when the challenge went forth for us to jump in the river, I know, because I understand human nature and I understand myself, that for some of you there was a battle that went on. And it was like, I'm not going to do that. I will not jump. I remember, Marcy and I talk about it often. We remember a day when we were first newly saved and there was a battle going on to raise our hands. How many of you remember that battle? Yeah. See, and I'm giving this as an... Now some of you think, what? You couldn't raise your hands? Yeah, it's because you grew up in it. You were born with your hands raised. Thank God for that. But for some of us, to raise our hands to an invisible God in praise and worship, and to open our whole body to vulnerability to those around us, it was like, oh. And why am I saying this? Because that is that battle between the outward man and the inward man. I suspect this morning there were some of you that wanted you wanted so bad to dance. I suspect there's some of you in this room today that you see other people and you see them dance and you see and you want that so bad, but there's like an anchor around your ankle. And I'm here to tell you today that the anchor is the outward man. I got good news for you. He's dying. He's perishing. Now, obviously, we're all growing older and we're all a little closer to the grave today than we were yesterday. But I believe that the Apostle Paul is writing about much more than that. He's talking about the reality of the outward man. In fact, he says it in another place. The outward man being weakened so that the inward man can walk strong. So what do? Just say to heck with the outward man? No, actually, we need him. Paul writes, if we were to read on in chapter 5, we'd say that Paul calls the outward man, he calls it a tent. And he said there's a frustration on the inside of us because parts of us want to put off this tent. And mortality wants to put on immortality. And there's this battle that goes on. Even some of you that carry this desire for the presence of God and the power of God. And there is an awareness that there's a restraint and there's a restraining. And it is the outward man. It is that which is natural. And there is a constant battle to push past that which is natural, to step into that which is spiritual. So it behooves you and I to give ourselves to those things that are constantly renewing the inward man. There is written on our walls, because it is our theme, one of our themes, and it's our theme because it's in our heart and it's in many of your hearts, even some of you who that was on the wall before you got here, but you came in the door with it. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And there is a desire in this day to see the power of the kingdom of heaven visit earth. Yeah. and the realities of heaven, the power of heaven, all of that to visit earth. When we talk about newness, by the way, God doesn't come to repair things. He comes to make them new. If any man be in Christ, just another scripture, just a few verses from where our text is. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, Jesus makes things new. Those of you who have heard us from time to time share our testimony, we've shared we had a marriage that was a mess. My wife was a mess. The only thing messier than my wife was her husband. And he did not come in and repair the old man. He brought forth a new man. Yeah, come on. He did not come in and repair the old lady. I know some of you think that's really bold. No, he gave me a brand new lady. He did not come in and repair our marriage. He gave us a new marriage. And it is constantly being renewed. In the book of Revelations, John the Revelator writes concerning that which is in heaven. He was taken up. And do you know that over and over and over again the word new is used? Chapter 2 talks about they are given a new name. Chapter 3, there's a new Jerusalem. Chapter 5 and 14, they sang a new song. Chapter 21, there's a new heaven and a new earth. And finally, in verse 5, just toward the end of it all, him who sits on the throne, he says, "All right, I'll just say it. Behold, I make all things new." That's the God that we serve. We serve a God who's constantly making things new. And you might have been renewed yesterday. Well, guess what? You're going to get renewed again today. Because there's a constant newness. A constant newness. I am way newer today than I was yesterday. And I tell you, when I get in the anointing, I get newer. We talked, I'm sorry, what's your name? The lion painter. Amber. Amber talked about teenagers and all that. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a teenager on the inside. I really am. But it's because of the anointing. And it's because of the newness of God. And there's just a freshness. And it's important that we take care of the outward man. So that the inward man has some form of expression. That's, you know, there's a reason to eat well. There's a reason to, you know, do whatever we do. I do what I do because I do what I do. You do what you do because of you do. Take care of the tent. You're going to need it. However, it is dying and it is perishing. And many times we get frustrated because of the battles of the tent. Don't live from your tent. Live from the inward man. Don't let the battles and the affairs of your tent. Ben was talking about the week he had. That just had to do with his tent. But did you hear the declaration and the songs of the inward man? That's what we're looking for. And that's what the Apostle Paul is writing about. You see, I had a revelation, I don't know how long ago, but it's an amazing thing he says here. He says, if you can see it, it's not eternal. That which is eternal is invisible. That which is visible is temporary. Got a question. Are you giving your life to that which you can see or that which you can't see? Are you investing yourself in the things that you cannot see? Or are you investing yourselves in the things that you can see? Even this morning, I'm really not talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the inward man. I'm interested not in educating your mind. I'm interested in getting a hold of your heart. Of laying hold of the inward man. I'm interested in causing the inward man to get so pumped that he stands up and shouts without the outward man having a vote. Amen. See, why do we say in a time of worship like that, everybody jump? Come on. What are we? Fourth graders? We're children of God. And it's good for us sometime to be stretched for the inward man to have his way with the outward man. I don't know about you, but there's plenty of times in my life when it's the reverse and the outward man has his way with the inward man. And there is that reality of the double-mindedness that was prophesied about. It's like, and there's that pull. There's that pull to follow your heart. I know that I know that I know that Ben and Joanna have looked at one another and they maybe said it out loud, they maybe didn't, but are we nuts? Are we? What if we're wrong? Well, that's really simple. If you're wrong, you're just wrong.
There you go.
That's all. So there is this battle. There is this reality. And there is a perishing going on. And we need to understand that. We need to be comfortable with the fact that our outward man does take some hits. We do need to become comfortable that we have this tremendous glory, which, by the way, is you. But it's in an earthen vessel. And if we allow the earthenness of our vessel, see, if you are waiting for the earthenness of your vessel to get more whatever in order for the release of the inward man, you will go to the grave not fulfilling your destiny. I know God's not done with you yet. That's obvious. He's not done with me either, and that also is obvious. That is not the issue. I know there's kinks and things in the outward man, some of which God is changing, some of which God is killing, some of which God is allowing. But the question is, what is the inward man doing? What am I giving myself to? You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. Ooh, big words. Whew. God says you want it, you got it. And please hear me. It's not a threat that God is going to come after us or he's out to get us. No. But life happens and life is. Someone talked about the devil. And, you know, the reality is there's times when we don't know how much is the devil, how much is life, and how much is our wife. I only said that because it rhymes with life. By the way, someday I want to rap. Nate, I saw something in Nate, and it's a spiritual gift. It's prophetic. If you weren't here last Sunday, or whenever that was, sorry. What's that? He does provide the fire. And we are the sacrifice, but it's not a grievous thing, it's a glorious thing. It's not gory, it's glory. It is the reality of God at work in our lives. And bringing a renewing of the inward man, a growing up, a growing, a constant growing. That's why Amber could say it's not about age. It's not about age because it doesn't flow out of the outward person that's only, whatever, 15, 16, 17, 18. I'll hit it all so I'm not wrong. 19. I don't know. It's about the inward man that's been renewed day by day and is that part of us, and it's only that part of us that is eternal. See, I believe when you see me in heaven, you will recognize me, but I won't look like this. And neither will you. We'll have a new body and blah, 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 all that reality. But the truth is that the uniqueness of who you are as a person, the real person, the real you, will be there. So the challenge that you and I have in our lives, and it's a kingdom value, really, is to allow God's renewing to go on. Allow Him to prepare us. Allow Him. Stay in the process. You know, so many times we get in a difficult spot and we pull out of a process that God has us in. Instead of letting God have His way with us, let Him provide the fire, we provide the sacrifice, but there is a renewing of the person. Sometimes, when we find the outward man in a battle, we feel like we must have done something wrong. Because after all, we're children of the King, and children of the King don't have to go through this. Really? Have you considered the King? In whose image you're being conformed to? Have you considered the words of Paul, who said that I might know Him in the fellowship of His suffering? Yes, outward man stuff, but in the power of His resurrection, inward man stuff. Don't assume just because you find yourself going against the current, having difficulties, having troubles, that somehow if you'd have just done it better or different, you wouldn't be where you are. Don't be so sure. Now I realize we've got to assess our life. We've got to assess what's going on in our life. But the truth is, God allows us to go through things so that the inward man, He said it in another place, not far from here, the same text, so then, death is working in us that life might work in others. Did you hear or did you sense the oomph with which Ben sang some of the songs he sang? That oomph is the inward man being impacted by the Spirit of God. And when He is weak, God is strong. One of the challenges with not preaching every week is your voice gets weak. So, I guess I'll have to start preaching to Marcy. I don't think I know you, do I? Or I'm not supposed to, am I? I'm Bob.
This is my wife, Doris.
Doris, glad to meet you. Pardon?
A pleasure.
Pleasure to meet you. Can I share with you what I heard the Lord saying? I heard Him say, here's what I saw. I saw over you the word change. And not that you need to change. Well, maybe you do, but that's none of my business. No, I saw over the two of you the word. It's like you're in, and I just hear it echoing even as I speak it, change, change, change. It's like you're in a season of huge change. It's like, I guess one way to say it is like everything got turned totally all around or upside down. I don't know. But the Lord wants you to know that He's in the change. He's in it. I don't know what that means. Does that mean something to you? Okay, well, just process it with the Lord. And if it doesn't, recognize you can judge it and say, I don't think that was for us. Okay? But that's what I'm sensing. But guess what? Just like everyone else in this room, I could be wrong. Okay? Amen. That's why the Lord says, that's why the Scripture says judge prophecy. But that's the word I was hearing. Amen? Amen. Good to meet you. So, you and I are in this process. And it's an eternal process. See, and this is something that we need, I believe, to understand, is we are already eternal beings. You are already marked for eternity. So you might as well start living eternity now. How many of you have ever noticed that maybe you went through a difficult time 10 years ago, whatever. And for some reason, you're kind of aware it was a difficult time, but the sting of it all really doesn't. It's like, yeah, I guess it was. But oh, you remember the joys of it. And you remember the outcome of it. You remember, well, in reality, that's how our whole life is. It's only, whatever, 80 years, 90 years. 85 years, you know, who? It's different for all of us because we perish at a different rate. But in, and Scripture bears this out all over the place, but in the scheme of eternity, it is just like that. And we need to arm ourselves with that mentality. When the outward man is going through the difficulties and the challenges, with an awareness that this isn't all there is, this is very temporary, this isn't even going on into eternity with me, only that it is making me new. How many of you have ever seen someone who is up in years and yet they seem really young? See, that's scriptural. It should be that way. And that doesn't mean that the outward shell isn't showing age, but I'm talking about the inward man. I often think of, some of you will know these names and some of you won't, but I think of Burl Bardell and his wife Mary. They were so young on the inside. They were, their outward man, I don't know, one of them was 90. Maybe they were both over 90 when they passed away. They used to be elders here. They were part of the core of the church when we first planted this church. And they were just pillars even when they stepped away from the eldership. But they had within them a usefulness, even though the outward man was perishing. Toward the end, she couldn't see well. She couldn't walk well. She could laugh well, and she could come up with a one-liner, leave you laughing. She had some English in her blood, and she had an English sense of humor. Why am I saying this? Because I'm trying to paint a picture of the invisible by the visible. See, sooner or later, the outward man begins to reflect the glory of the inward man. And when you see that happen, when you begin to realize in your life and in the life of others, when you begin to realize that the inward man is beginning to leak out and beginning to show in the countenance, in the eyes, in the smile, in the walk of the outward man, you know that something has taken place. It's the renewing of the inward man. See, there are times in our lives when the reverse is true, and the inward man hinders, or the outward man hinders the inward man from really being all that we're called to be. I've lived in both places, and I highly recommend that we allow the inward man to be in charge. Because the inward man will respond to the Holy Spirit. The inward man is the one that hears the voice of God. The inward man has the mind of Christ. The outward man, that mind is being renewed day by day. It's being renewed by the inward man. I want to encourage you that the battle that, and I, you know, there's a lot of us here this morning, and we all are in different stages of life, both age and all kinds of things. And but there is one thing that is a reality. We're all living and breathing. And because you're here this morning and you're living and breathing, we have another thing in common. The outward man is perishing. And so it is important for you and I. Why do we come to church on Sunday morning? I want to suggest that one reason we come is for the inward man to be renewed. To be renewed on the inside. Well, can I get renewed at home? Yes, and I do. But you help in the process of that renewing. You help renew me. And by the grace of God, maybe we help renew you. You seeing anything? Yeah, come on up.
I just want to encourage you, and I think it goes along with what Bob is saying today, is that two things I was hearing, and I feel like wherever we're at, I feel like in many ways we've settled for so much less than what the Lord would have for us. He's got so much more. And Bob was alluding to that. When we step away from, I don't know what you want to call it, difficulties of life or settling or maybe taking a risk, you know, God knows our frame and He's gracious with us. But really, we're the ones that are the losers for stepping away from that. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage you that I know we can only step forward once again by God's grace. So we need to ask God for that grace to take that risk, to step forward, and continuing to step forward. The other thing I heard was Bob was talking about the perishing of the eternal workings of us. And I just want to encourage you. We talk about getting a vision for our lives or for our families or whatever. I think one of the greatest visions we can get is the vision that, and I'm speaking to young people even now because I'm thinking, and maybe it can't come any other way, but to get a vision of that whole aspect of the outward man that is perishing versus the inward man becoming alive. And to get that at an earlier season, you know, a vision for that. And that this isn't all there is. This is just prep. Gosh, I'm reminded over the last several weeks is that this is preparation. This isn't all there is. And we so live in the here and the now and everything that wants to scream for our attention and our distractions and everything. And I just want the Lord so much to help us to get that vision that we're just here by it's gone. You know, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, it sounds like Bob was saying, it sounds like a downer. It's not. Oh my gosh, it's not. Because it's the life that's coming forth. It's the revival that's coming forth. When we speak revival, that's what's coming forth. It's the inward man. It's this isn't all there is to life. So amen. I want to encourage you in that.
Amen. 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 Live from your inward man.